Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Hoping that you're having a very pleasant Friday, welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We've been talking this week about an exciting subject, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Starting today, the Leonardo downtown Salt Lake City is having a new exhibit featuring the Dead Sea Scrolls. And as we've been telling our little personal stories about why that's interesting to us is because back in February and March, we went back to the Holy Land. We did also a trip into Turkey, and we went to Cave 1. And we're going to be doing that trip again in February of 2015. We're going to see a lot of the same places that we saw before and some new places, but one of the places we certainly do want to go back to is Cave 1. We will be in the Qumran area where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered.
We hope you would have at least a chance to think about the trip. I realize money is an issue, but it's one of those kinds of trips that you'd need to do once in your lifetime if you're a Christian. And I always say the earlier you go, the better. But we're going February 2015. All of the information's on our website on the right-hand side. You can click there and go to, actually, Maranatha Tours has a website for us, www.theapologeticsstudybibletour.com, all one word, theapologeticsstudybibletour.com. And you can find out the pricing, you can find out the itinerary. But I can't stress enough, Bill, every person who is interested in the Bible ought to consider going and seeing for themselves, because they will never read their Bible the same way again.
You'll be going, I'll be going, my pastor's going to be going.
Brian Hurlbut?
He's going to be going, as well as Matt Slick from CARM is planning on going. And so it's going to be a fun trip.
Corey Anderson from Shadow Mountain as well. So if you're a pastor who wants to go, send me an email, and I would love to talk to you more about how you could bring some of your people on this trip as well.
This week, we've been talking about the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we've been mentioning on a couple of the broadcasts of how there was a lot of excitement among Latter-day Saints when these scrolls were discovered, because some Mormons were hoping that the scrolls would actually vindicate Mormonism, the unique aspects of Mormonism, and hopefully fill in the gaps and include what they would call those plain and precious things that the Book of Mormon actually states were taken out of the Bible. Of course, that was not to be. Interesting, there was a book that was written back in the 1950s. This wasn't long after these things were discovered. This book was written by O. Preston Robinson, called The Dead Sea Scrolls and Original Christianity. That title alone is misleading, because the Essenes in Qumran were really not early Christians.
Not at all.
They were of a Jewish background, very monotheistic, did not believe in temple worship or anything like that. So they would not be considered even ancient Mormons, if that's what you're hoping to find. Well, he writes this book, and it was actually reviewed by BYU Studies. The man who did the review was the same man who wrote also another piece for BYU. His name was Lewis M. Rogers. He was a BYU professor. He wrote The Dead Sea Scrolls, Qumran Calmly Revisited, and this was in the spring and summer issue of BYU Studies in 1960. He reviewed this book by O. Preston Robinson, and he was quite critical of some of the things that Robinson said. Let me just very briefly tell you some of the things that he said, lest you as a Christian hear a lot of these accolades about the Dead Sea Scrolls, and perhaps from a zealous Mormon who doesn't really know the story behind it, telling you that somehow it vindicates Mormonism. What Lewis M. Rogers says in his review, he says, in the first four chapters of his book, Dr. Robinson reviews the historical data related to the actual discoveries of the scrolls in 1947, and he sketches the intriguing story of their recognition as one of the monumental archaeological discoveries of the century. Now, here he goes on to the weaknesses. The chief weaknesses of this volume stems from the author's intention to establish the Dead Sea Scrolls as, quote, another witness to the antiquity of the gospel. Now, of course, the gospel in that context would be the Mormon version, the restored gospel. Dr. Rogers goes on to say, for example, Robinson finds LDS church organization, doctrine, practice almost everywhere in the Manual of Discipline, which was one of the scrolls that was discovered in Qumran. He goes on to say the 12 laymen and three priests who govern the sect are, without qualification, referred to as general authorities. And from Robinson's point of view, the emphasis on priesthood in the Qumran order justifies his claim that here we have a regular system of bishops, priests, teachers, and deacons. The author draws further parallels between the communal type meal of the covenanters and the Christian sacrament, between the stress placed on the term knowledge by the teachers of the sect and the LDS concern for intelligence and wisdom, and between the order of precedence among members of the order and present-day ecclesiastical properties in matters of seating at meetings, taking the sacrament, etc. Moreover, Robinson maintains that the covenanters had a clear idea of the concept of grace and works, and he continues, and no misunderstanding about the purpose of baptism. It may be admitted that there are some interesting parallels between the early Christian church and the Qumran sect, but in most of the cases cited above, the evidence is clearly forced. The term sacrament, general authorities, etc., are implicates which seem to be based upon the author's desire to prove his theology rather than upon any substantial evidence derived from the manuscripts themselves. In the opinion of the reviewer, and again, this is Lewis M. Rogers, author of the Dead Sea Scrolls, Qumran Calmly Revisited, Rogers says, the author's preoccupation, the author being Preston Robinson, the author's preoccupation with theology detracts from his book. Had he been content to follow through with his report on the scrolls as a journalist rather than as an apologist for modern theology, his book might have been far more effective and informative. And what's interesting, Eric, is occasionally, not a lot, I will hear some Mormons bring up some of these parallels that they assume were in the scrolls. But as this reviewer, Lewis M. Rogers, points out, it's forced. It's not all as simple as they're making it sound. Now, what's interesting also is that Robert L. Millett, an apologist for the Mormon Church, a BYU professor, also tells an interesting story about the Dead Sea Scrolls coming from the mouth of a zealous missionary. What does he say there?
Yeah, this is from Selected Writings of Robert L. Millett, Gospel Scholar Series, and this is pages 400 and 401. He writes, I was asked some years ago by a mission president to speak to his missionaries at his own conference. We had a lovely gathering and a fine exchange of ideas. I was invited to stay for lunch and visit with the missionaries. I did a great deal of listening and learned much. One of the most interesting conversations revolved around a young couple who were being taught by the missionaries, but who were not progressing. Quote, they're golden people, one elder said, ripe and ready for membership in the church. They just won't commit to be baptized. Several suggestions were made by the missionaries listening in fasting with them, having the bishop meet with them, intensifying the friendshiping effort, etc., to all of which the first elder said, we've tried that. After a long pause, one elder spoke up. Have you given them the scrolls discussion? The first elder responded, no, do you think this would be a good time for the scrolls discussion? Sounds like a perfect time to me, the second came back. Now I had never heard of the scrolls discussion. I was dying to know what it was, so I blurted out, what's the scrolls discussion? The second elder looked quizzically at me and said, surely, Brother Millett, you've heard of the scrolls discussion. I indicated that I had not. The scrolls discussion, he said, involves showing the people how the Dead Sea Scrolls prove the truthfulness of the church. I asked, how do you do that? Well, he replied, as you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls contain the information about a group of Christians out in the deserts of Judea. I said, no, they don't. The Dead Sea Scrolls were written by a group of hyper-religious Jews. He said, oh, I didn't know that. Then the elder followed up. Well, you do know that they had three presiding high priests at the head of their church. I indicated the leaders of their group were Aaronic priests, not Melchizedek. He went on. Well, there's much doctrine within the Dead Sea Scrolls that prove our church to be true. I commented that the scrolls were interesting historical documents, but did very little for us doctrinally. This exchange went on for about 10 minutes, the elder providing what he thought to be airtight proofs, and me trying to gently let him know that most of what he understood about the Dead Sea Scrolls was simply untrue. I could see the frustration in his eyes. He breathed a sigh and then concluded the conversation with this. Well, I'll just say this. The scrolls discussion has always worked perfectly for me. I thought then, and have since, about all the people who may have come into the church as a result of what they learned in the famous scrolls discussion. I shuddered.
Wow. I shuddered. Good for Dr. Mellett. Good for Dr. Mellett on that. At least he spoke up and said that that was not true. But listening to what that missionary was saying, it sounds awfully similar to some of the points that O. Preston Robinson was making in his book, The Dead Sea Scrolls in Original Christianity. Yep. This book, no doubt, was circulating for a long time. I mean, it's been out since the late 1950s. It was published by Deseret Book, which is owned by the Mormon Church. It came out in 1958. But the point is these stories get started in the local wards, and they just keep going like wildfire. I mean, how many times have I heard stories about caves being discovered in Israel that had the Lehi's vision of the tree of life on the side of the wall?
Yeah.
And this is all bogus. I mean, it's maybe faith-promoting to a Latter-day Saint, but it's not true.
I wonder, Bill, if the scrolls discussion might still be done, especially in foreign countries where they don't have the information that maybe in English we have. And so if they go to Russia, for instance, how many of them buy into the scrolls discussion? Are there possibly missionaries who don't know what they're talking about, who are looking at old writings like what you've read and possibly guiding people into the LDS Church? Even Robert Millet shudders at the thought.
Well, good for him. Again, I want to say good for him. The point is, folks, you might hear a lot of rumors out there from many zealous Latter-day Saints, and especially since the scrolls are coming to Salt Lake City. That might even intensify. You might be coming across some Mormons who have read books like this by O. Preston Robinson that really contain a lot of misinformation. So it would be important that you might study up a little bit on this so you can have a response to any Mormons that might bring up some of these things.
So if you're interested in going, we encourage you to go. You can go to theleonardo.org and find out the information. But it's here through April. Starting today, you need to go and see this exhibit.
And I might say we are not paid spokesmen for the Leonardo at all.
But if they'd like to, they could.
Amen. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to understand some of the basic beliefs of your Mormon neighbors but didn't know where to begin? Well, starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, December 7th, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be presenting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium at First Baptist Church in Tooele. Now, together, we'll examine the Mormon view of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, salvation, with special emphasis on how to effectively dialogue with Mormon family members, friends, and co-workers. Those in attendance will receive a complimentary set of notes, and there'll be a book table available for your convenience. Remember, the event is free, though a love offering will be taken to further the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. The presentation goes from 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th at First Baptist Church in Tooele, located right there at 580 South Main Street in Tooele. If you have any questions, please call the church at 435-882-2048. As always, we hope to see you there.